And thank you, everybody, for joining us tonight. Also, we want to wish everybody a real happy new year. We hope that yours was safe and that you were having a good time on that night and a safe time as well. And, of course, a lot of times people come through New Year's and they're thinking about New Year's resolutions and such. So that's an appropriate subject tonight, detoxification. Amy, of course, is going to do the bulk of the talking tonight, and I'll try to fill in the blank. So, Amy, would you please put it into moderator mode and maybe let everybody know the magical
ways
to free access this information if they want to.
Awesome. Okay. Okay, well, let me start off by saying if you like the information on this call and you would like to re-access it, again, the call will be available on the replay line starting in the morning by calling area code 212-461-8911, and it will be there for 1 week. Also, the call will be on the website at phporder.com, your education, and you can play it right there over the Internet, also in members' back offices, as well as if we have your email address on file, we will email you out a web link to the conference call, and you can download it and play it right on your media player as well. So we try to make it as easy as possible. And we encourage you, if you have a friend or family or loved one that you think could benefit from this information, please feel free to share it with them. It's absolutely free. So without any further ado, I'd like to officially welcome everybody to our Wednesday Product Education Conference Call. This is our first conference call for 2007, so we'd like to take this opportunity to wish everybody a very happy new year and a very healthy new year. And so we're really excited to be with you, and we're really excited about the things that are happening at Platinum Health Products in 2007. So we just really appreciate everyone's participation on these conference calls and everything that everyone's doing to further Dave and mine's mission of educating people about health and nutrition and really changing the world one person at a time. So again, thank you from the bottom of our hearts. And my name is Amy Sandoval. I'm one of the owners and founders of Platinum Health Products, and I'm going to be the moderator tonight. We're lucky to have David Sandoval on the line with us. He's the other owner and founder of Platinum Health Products, and he's got a vast knowledge of health and nutrition and whole food nutrition, and so we're just really blessed to have him with us as a resource with Platinum Health Products. Also, I just wanted to let everybody know that his book, his very first book, has been published. We have several thousand copies sitting in the warehouse. Please log on to the website at www.phporder.com and order a copy of The Green Foods Bible. It's an awesome book. We've had several awesome reviews on it from PHP customers, and so I'd like to encourage everybody to spend $14 and get a copy of the book. It'll be well worth it. So anyway, the subject of tonight's call is detoxification, and I know that in December, well, really ever since, well, it probably started at Halloween, unfortunately, and then it continued through Thanksgiving, and then it continued through Christmas, and then it continued through New Year's, I have absolutely abused my body. I've eaten more chocolate than I've eaten all year. I probably drank more cups of coffee than I've had all year in those 2 months just because I was burning the candle at both ends trying to get everything done during the holidays. And I can tell my body is run down and my skin is breaking out, and I just generally don't feel as good as I did back a couple months ago. And so really, I think that I'm not the only one out there that has the same problem. You know, we're just inundated with chocolate and junk food and, you know, parties and this and that, and we're stressed out, and a lot of times we turn to strange food for comfort. So anyway, this is a time. It's a time of renewal. It's a time of, you know, making resolutions and, you know, really thinking about how you can improve your life. And one of the ways to improve your life is to improve your health. And when you're healthier, you feel better, you're more productive, you get more stuff done. So one way to do that, one way to make yourself feel better is to detoxify, and detoxify a lot of that junk that you put into your body over these last couple months. And so that's what the call is going to be all about tonight. Dave's going to be telling us about how how the body detoxifies. There's several channels of detoxification that our body has. But a lot of times, like probably what's happened to me, is I'm overloaded, just too much chocolate, too much caffeine, too much, you know, this and that. And so we're going to talk tonight about when the body is overloaded, because obviously the body is built to detoxify. There's toxins in the air we breathe. There's toxins in the food that we eat, the water that we drink. Breathing creates toxins. Exercising creates toxins. So toxins, our body is built to deal with toxins, but when we overload the body, we can run into trouble. So we're going to talk tonight, and Dave's going to explain to us a little bit about detoxification and what we can do when we're absolutely overloaded. And my guess is that most of you are probably overloaded just like me, and that we all need a good detoxification right now. So Dave, are you with us?
Yes, and you know, I think that we do have to realize that detoxification is inherent in the human physiology. You know, it's part of what we do. But we also have to realize that this physiology was built over the course of 10, 20, 30, 40,000 years. And that really, we know that, you know, that men's lungs were able to deal with smoke, not cigarette smoke, mind you, but through like soot in the air, because dirt blew in the wind, that became particulate. You also had volcanoes going off, and volcanoes would give off toxic gases, which, you know, people and things that lived on Earth had to learn to deal with. And so pollution isn't really a new thing. But we do have pollution on a greater scale than we've ever had before, and it's what we call chemical pollution. And chemical pollution is particularly damaging to the body. And that's why what we want to talk about is we want to talk about the ability to eliminate sort of the carcinogenic substances and the chemical toxins that we find in our environment that were not natural, that are not natural, and that have manifested themselves in such a short time compared to today. In other words, in the last 100 years, we've gone through obviously what we call the chemical winter. And clearly, the sun is not coming out to shine right now, because we are in a cloud of chemicals. They're all around us. They're in the carpet we walk on. They're in the handle of the steering wheel that we grip. They're in the water we drink, the air we breathe, the seat that we sit on in our car. They are in the plastic bag that goes around the sandwich that we feed to our children. Everywhere, we are surrounded by what are called excitotoxins. And these are accumulated with other toxins, PCBs, that we find outlawed 20 years ago, yet still in the babies of our children, because they've become inherent in the matrix of the dirt and the air and the water. And so the body needs more help. The body needs assistance. And so what Amy is here to guide us through tonight are three core products that we've put together in what we call a detox pack. But then she'll take us on the detox pack. She'll take us into the realm of heavy metal detoxification and other things like that that we're able to assist with, even pro-radical detoxification. All of these toxins in our bodies, we have a way to deal with them, and that way is food, superfoods. And if you select the proper one, you could really give your body a tremendous advantage and even more than a fighting chance in today's world. So, Amy, thanks for bringing us into the call. Your thoughts are awesome. And I agree that in addition to, of course, the toxins that we might have accumulated as opposed to, during this holiday season, I wanted to remind people of the toxic environment we live in. And
oh, every day.
Yeah, to give our body a leg up on that in that battle.
Exactly, exactly. Well, why don't we start off by talking about, or just telling everybody that's on the call, about the different channels that our body has of elimination. And so if we lived in a perfect world where we were just dealing with a regular amount of toxins, say maybe what people 100 years ago were encountering, that their bodies probably were handling these toxins just fine and eliminating them and dealing with them. So let's talk about the proper elimination channels that, say, you know, again, if we're in a perfect world, would be handling all this stuff just fine.
Well, I think that when we were discussing before the call, a lot of people don't realize that simple respiration, simple breathing is the number one way of detoxifying. And you breathe through your lungs and you breathe through your skin. And so through respiration, and the exchange of oxygen molecules and carbon dioxide and carbon monoxide, both of which are toxic to the body. And your body takes in a soup, and in that soup are a number of toxins, even more toxic than food was 100 years ago. Air was always toxic because it contained free radical-causing compounds. Oxygen, when not handled properly, is a free radical causer. Obviously, carbon dioxide and carbon monoxide are both toxic to the body. And so breathing is the main channel of detoxification. You take in the soup and you throw out all that is not necessary and good for the body. And the throwing out of, the separating of, and the getting rid of the excess is what the body does well with air and with other toxins. Obviously, urination, defecation are the two areas that most people think of, but sweating is a major form of detoxification. If you do not sweat every day, then you are not detoxifying enough. That's why exercise is important. Exercise to the point of sweat is highly recommended, because sweating is a form of detoxification. That's why saunas are so therapeutic, because they force the body to sweat.
Right.
In addition to aspiration, perspiration, defecation, and urination, there is also exfoliation. And exfoliation is a sloughing off naturally by the body during the washing process, or simply through friction, of rubbing up against other things, or simply gravity when they get so small and shriveled up that they'll fall off of the body onto the ground. So getting rid of skin cells is the fifth way of detoxification that we're gonna that we know about tonight, and we'll eventually go through products that we have that will help in all five areas of detoxification, and we could explain how every product that we have in some way relates back to those.
Well, tell us a little bit, and this is to satisfy some of my personal curiosity maybe. I've always heard that the lymph system was a big part of the detoxification process. How does the lymph system play into all this stuff?
Well, lymphatic fluid, a lot of people don't realize, is actually more common than blood in the body. And lymphatic fluid actually is and transports toxins throughout the body. They actually help to separate. They include bile and other things like that. So the lymphatic system is everything in your body that is liquid in a way. It's what moves things through your body, and it is responsible for taking toxins and taking them into the proper channel for elimination. So it's the superhighway of toxins, you might say, within the body. It's the internet of toxins, and it helps deliver the toxins to their ultimate destination.
Cool. Well, we always like to talk about, common sense, practical things that you can do. This is an education call. One of the best ways to detoxify is to drink more water, wouldn't you say, Dave?
Well, obviously, dehydration contributes to inability of the body to eliminate
and
toxins.
Move it through.
Because water is viscosity. Water is sort of the medium by which things osmotically pass between cell membranes. And so clearly in a dehydrated state, let's say that you have boats on a river. If the river gets dry, the boats don't run. That's dehydration.
Exactly. Okay, that makes total sense. Exactly. Well, let's talk about, we put together a detoxification pack, and the pack includes our daily fiber blend. It includes our More Greens and our advanced probiotics. So let's go through the products in the pack and talk about how they can help your body to eliminate toxins and detoxify, and then we'll get into some other products that can supplement that as well. So why don't we start out with the Daily Fiber Blend, and it's a product that I absolutely love. I take it on a regular basis, and it does wonders for me. I highly recommend it to anyone who has digestive and elimination problems. So why don't you get a little bit more into the detail of how the Daily Fiber detoxifies the body?
Well, there's daily fiber has got a number of different ways to detoxify the body, but primarily daily fiber blend is going to detox intestinally and through the colon. It isn't really designed to be a blood detoxifier. It helps to cleanse out, again, the bulk. It's a bulking agent. It has soluble and insoluble fibers, both of which play a key role, in fact, a diverse role. Soluble fibers are, you know, primarily responsible for getting into the cracks and the crevices in the body. They actually could enter the blood and help take out cholesterol from the blood. Soluble fibers are extremely important for their ability to bind with other things and to eliminate those things from the body. And I didn't mean to get into the blood, excuse me, to get into the intestinal walls and to get into the cracks and the crevices, into the, not polyps, but into like ulcers and other things. And so soluble fibers are really tremendous at mixing in with the food that you eat and binding with fats and helping the fats not affect your body. They also help to get into, as I said, the cracks and crevices where bulk fibers can't get, and to help eliminate embedded toxins. They can separate and get between mucoid plaque and become a viscous material that lifts up and helps eliminate mucoid plaque. And so soluble fibers are vitally important, and many of the ingredients in the daily fiber blend are responsible for creating soluble fibers. And obviously those include specific fibers that have been separated out and other fibers that are simply part of foods. And if Amy would, if she has the ingredients there in front of her, maybe she could be so kind. I don't have a label in front of me. I could recite probably 60 or 70% of the ingredients, but I don't know if I could recite them all. So,
Well, let me see here. I think I can pull it up really quick. Basically, here we go. And flaxseed, which is an awesome soluble fiber. We've got acacia gum. Why don't I list them and you can jot down.
Okay,
well,
the flaxseed has beta-glucan. And beta-glucan is phenomenal at helping reduce cholesterol. In fact, it's one of the most effective natural reducers of cholesterol. But it also has the lignin, and that's vitally important, which is a non-soluble fiber. And this lignin fiber is actually a fiber that helps to shrink tumors. So fibers do a lot of really awesome things. They are, again, this daily fiber blend provides a lot of fibers. And some of the fibers, like lignin, help to actually shrink tumors. And others, like beta-glucan, help to reduce cholesterol.
Exactly. Excuse me. Also, we have acacia gum is a big ingredient, which is another wonderful fiber, soluble fiber.
Now, acacia gum is amazing because it's a disaccharide, and it actually helps good bacteria live. So that's another way that fiber helps the body.
Awesome. We've got rice bran.
Rice bran, of course, is a rich form of antioxidants, tocotrienols, trienols, and tocopherols, and thus is an antioxidant form, an antioxidant-containing fiber. The fiber itself is obviously from the bran, which is a rich source of dietary fiber, but because that bran is linked with antioxidants, as you lift toxins from the body, they do not harm the body because the antioxidant is hand in hand with that which is lifting the toxic matter from the body. So it's a tremendous benefit to have a fiber that is linked with a powerful antioxidant.
Exactly. Also, we have psyllium, which is insoluble fiber that kind of can act more like a broom, you know, to kind of create that sweeping, thing of the colon.
Yeah, and what this does is it creates what's called mucilage. And mucilage is a phenomenal soluble fiber that actually sometimes could be far too harsh on the body. And so a lot of people take psyllium by itself, which is a mistake because it'll actually suck up the good bacteria and take them out of your body and leave your immune system in a compromised position. We only use enough psyllium to complement the overall balance, and it becomes a complement. Just like too much salt will ruin the soup, but if you have it without it, it might not be good at all.
Not too good. Exactly. And then we have apple fiber, which is another really awesome soluble fiber.
Yeah, Now, is that pectin or is it apple fiber?
I'm sorry, it's apple fiber.
Okay, well, apple fiber is like a sponge. It's a really soft sponge, and it goes in the body, and it just sucks up toxins so that as your body's, eliminating them with the complementary compounds that we have from the other foods in daily fiber, it's good to have the apple because, as they say, that apple contains so many awesome components and that ability to suck up toxins, PCBs and other things, and eliminate them from the body is very important.
Awesome. And then one of our favorite products that we talk about a lot, we have activated barley as an ingredient as well in the daily fiber.
Yeah, activated barley, of course, is a raw, organic, germinated but not sprouted barley grain. It's a patented process loaded with beta-glucan 1-3-1-6, which is a fiber that boosts the immune system. It's loaded with soluble fibers that bind with cholesterol. And it is also a super complex carbohydrate, which means that it takes 2 to 3 hours to break down in the body, providing good, steady, awesome energy to the body. Stabilizes the blood glucose because of that. So that here's a fiber. As we know, fiber is really good for diabetics. Well, this is a fiber that's especially good for diabetics.
Exactly. And then we have the powerhouse antioxidant chia seed in there as well.
Well, chia seeds are awesome. They definitely have some antioxidant capacity, but mostly what I love about chia seeds is they are able as a food to absorb many times more of their weight in toxins, and they really act like almost like a comb, the way that they move through the body. And that comb sort of, as you put it through your hair, all the extra stuff is going to come out. So pretty amazing stuff. And I hope that everybody will see that the chia seed is actually far more powerful weight for far more expensive pound for pound than almost any other seed in the world, and we put a decent generous supply in there.
Absolutely, and the chia seed also helps stabilize the other the oils in the flax seed as well. Also, we have inulin FOS, the fructooligosaccharide, in the daily fiber.
Yes, and this is another disaccharide. It is also known to feed friendly bacteria. It is considered a prebiotic, actually, if you were to categorize it. And a prebiotic is that which, like a probiotic, which is the physical bacteria that are good for your body. A prebiotic is the food that makes the probiotics grow and multiply. And only through growing and multiplying do they get stronger and overwhelm the growth and multiplication of the unfriendly bacteria.
Exactly. Then we move into some herbals that we've put in the daily fiber, the fennel seed and the black walnut hull.
Well, fennel seeds are naturally known to reduce gas. And if you're going to be bulking up and having fiber and eliminating toxic mass, you are going to be, unfortunately, creating gas.
Yes. And, that is a sign of detoxification.
Yes. And so fennel seed is put in because it reduces gas and it takes away cramping and bloating. And so the fennel seed is there not necessarily as a fiber, although it certainly has fiber. It is there for a protective purpose and, I think, a good one.
Yes, and the black walnut as well.
The black walnut is actually anti-parasitic, and when you mix the black walnut with the flax seeds and also with the fennel, which is anti-parasitic, and I wanted to wait until we got to the walnut to say that, the combination of those three things is very good because what it does is it acts like razor blades, and it cuts open the eggs of parasites and thus stops them from being able to ever grow or to hatch.
Wow, it's like diatomaceous earth in your colon.
It is. Yeah, absolutely.
That's cool. And then we have a blend of sprouts. We have sprouted quinoa, sprouted amaranth, sprouted spelt, and sprouted kamut in the formula as well.
Well, sprouts are amazing in their ability to detoxify the body. Sprouts are, they contain primarily enzymes and the proteins that are capable of helping your body make enzymes. And a lot of times, enzymes are going to be necessary when your body starts breaking up and bulking up and eliminating. A lot of times, it's good to have enzymes to help break all that stuff down so that it doesn't, you know, so you don't have big chunks really, you know, creating blockages. And so it's the enzymes help to bake everything down, reduce the particle size, and thus aid in elimination without pain.
Exactly. Now, didn't Ann Wigmore have a whole program based upon like a sprouted drink she called Rejuvelac or something like that?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And Rejuvelac was nothing more than just like three-day-old broccoli sprouts have gotten so famous. Well, three-day-old sprouts from wheat and oats and rye and amaranth and quinoa and spelt and kamut. These things are all things that are good for you. Now, Anne was using wheat sprouts, and she would take the wheat berries and soak them, and then she'd pour off the water but leave them really wet, and then she'd rinse them the next day and do the same thing, rinse them the third day, and by the time the third day came around, they were all sprouted, had a little tail. Then she'd put that into a blender and mix it all up and like a soup, and that was called Rejuvelac, and it would have natural probiotics and prebiotics that were inherent in the bacteria cultures that were happening within the sprouting process. So
all I know is I do not have time to do that even with my best intentions, and so getting some sprouted grains in the daily fiber is a really great, you know, substitution for the Rejuvelac, which most of us are just not going to take time to do.
Definitely.
And then the last ingredient is the arabinogalactin fiber.
Yeah, arabinogalactin, amazing stuff. Arabinogalactin is an amazing immune booster. Arabinogalactin, though, is a fiber that is actually really, really effective at helping protect the body from free radical damage, and it's just a fantastic fiber to add into it. It comes from the larch tree. Is that correct, Amy?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. So I definitely like arabinogalactin. It's in a few of our products, and it is also known as larch tree extract, but the arabinogalactin is a guaranteed potency, which is a little bit better.
Absolutely. So the daily fiber is just an awesome, awesome thing to add. I take it almost on a daily basis. It's something that I need.
That's the name. Daily
yes,
fiber.
Daily fiber, exactly, exactly. If you, you know, if you're not eliminating 2 to 3 times a day, I strongly suggest you add this into your diet along with, you know, additional water. Every glass of daily fiber you take should be followed with a big 8 to 12 ounce glass of water to help push that through the body. So it's just an amazing product. It tastes great. You can mix it with water. You can mix it with juice. You can mix it with rice or soy milk. I mix with almond milk, and it's just really, really phenomenal product. So we encourage everybody to try that. Now, the next product in our detoxification pack that works really synergistically with the fiber, and it's funny that we didn't start with this because we're always telling everybody you have to take a green drink on a daily basis. So the next product in the pack is the More Greens, which is a really comprehensive green food product. So, Dave, why don't you talk a little bit in general about how green foods detoxify, and then we'll run down really quickly some of the ingredients in the More Greens, and we can be a little bit more specific.
Well, first I wanted to get a last word on the daily fiber.
Oh, sure. I'm sorry.
It definitely is inherent that you understand the body's natural intuitive function. And if you have a meal, let's say you're a 3-meal-a-day person. If you have a meal and you chew it well and you swallow it and you finish that meal, within 1 hour, you should be sitting on the toilet and eliminating a meal. And that's, I'm very 100% serious about this.
Well, that doesn't happen for most folks,
if
unfortunately.
If you're not, then your body's not eliminating properly. And so, you know, a lot of people could laugh about it, but I'm here to tell people the way things should be. And the way they should be is that way. And if it is not that way, then you are accumulating toxins that are unnecessary and that are going to harm your body. Because the longer food dwells in your body, the more toxic it becomes. Fermentation of foods creates gases, and those gases are toxic. This happens to pregnant women. It's called toxemia.
Right.
And so if you allow food to ferment in your body, it will lead to future distress within your body. I guarantee it. And so I want to give you some advice. First of all, when you wake in the morning, have a very large glass of room temperature water, preferably mixed with green kamut or one of our other green foods.
Yeah, I use the organic kamut blend every morning.
Mm-hmm. And that will inspire your body. It's like having a large meal. It'll inspire your body. Also, keep something that will allow your feet, I don't care if it's a very thick book or a very short stool that you could that you stand on. Maybe it's the trash can next to the toilet. But if you get something that will raise the level of your feet approximately 8 to 12 inches above the ground to where the heels, your heels are just a couple of inches below the part, you know, below your, the, you know, below your anus. And that's when you're going to be able to have the proper, your knees will be up and you'll be creating a V between the back of your back and your legs. And that's the proper position for elimination. And it will keep your intestines from getting impacted, which happens in the sitting position. And I know this is uncomfortable for people. Amy's probably cringing in her seat right now, like turning red. Am I correct?
Sort of.
And I know, Amy. And but, I mean, someone's got to tell you all this stuff. Because
no, exactly.
If I don't, who's going to?
Before indoor plumbing, no one's set at chair height to go to the bathroom. I mean,
it's ridiculous.
It is ridiculous. So whoever invented indoor plumbing, I mean, plumbing, yes, I thank you very much, but it has caused a lot of problems.
It was the Romans.
So, you know, that is not the way our body was built to eliminate, just, you know, frankly. So, like Dave said, you can either, you know, have like a large book. There's a product out there called the Well Step that raises your, you know, you can put your, prop your feet on or anything to raise your feet up a little bit, and it definitely does help, especially for those of us that have problems eliminating. It does really, really help. And a lot of, or almost all colonic therapists will tell you this exact same thing. You know, you have to elevate your feet. This, you know, the other position is the most unnatural position in the world.
Absolutely.
Okay, can we move on to green foods now?
We absolutely can.
Okay, great. So why don't we talk a little bit about how green foods can help us detoxify at a cellular level and, you know, really what they do in the body as far as detoxification goes.
Well, let's just stay in the colon for a minute then with the green foods. That didn't sound too nice, did it?
No, it didn't.
I'd say it came out wrong, but then we'd get even more laughs, I'm sure. The bottom line is, now I'm turning red. The bottom line is that there's something called peristaltic action or peristalsis, and I know Amy knows this like upside down as well because we've been talking about this for 10 years, and that is that the body has a sodium and a potassium cycle. And this is what allows you to get proper sleep in some instances. So there's three reasons why you don't sleep well, and one of them is the potassium-sodium cycle. Well, what happens is in your cells, and what is the intercellular fluid, that is either dominated by sodium or potassium. And during the day, it is dominated by potassium. Potassium is a mineral that fires your muscles, that makes them firm and strong and makes them contract, okay? Sodium does the exact opposite. It makes your muscles supple. It makes them relax. It absorbs water, makes them heavier, swells up your body. And so in the evening, when your body needs to relax, when you need to be sort of pillowy, your body turns you into a pillow by putting sodium into your cells and making your body soft. And then during the nighttime, your body pushes that sodium out of the cells, and it makes your muscles stiff again, so you get uncomfortable, and that's what makes you wake up. How many people know this stuff? Very few.
Yes.
Know that it is the potassium that dominates your cells, that wakes you up and gives you the fired up energy to greet the morning with the energy necessary to carry out your day.
You mean it's not caffeine from that first cup of coffee?
I'm sorry. So the bottom line is you can't just take a potassium drink in the morning. although green foods have a nice abundance of potassium, what you need to do is take a food like green foods that balance cell salts. When you balance cell salts, you actually create the proper rhythm by alkalizing the body. By alkalizing the body, you allow the natural rhythm of potassium, sodium to cycle the way it's supposed to. And this is all part of the Krebs cycle that we learned about way back in high school. So that was my little take. So if you want to, oh, I didn't finish, did I?
No,
I told the beginning, I told the middle, but I didn't tell the end, and that wasn't another pun. Because when you wake up during the nighttime, see, your body's all wet inside. It's all moist and it's supple. And that allows the waste to sink down from the small intestine to the large intestine, from the large intestine into the lower part of the colon. And thus, in the morning, when your muscles tighten up, we know what happens, right? It's like, you know, letting the air out of a balloon. And so the bottom line is that if your food is up above that area, if your body didn't get supple at night and then it didn't squeeze in the morning, you're not going to have that most important morning eliminative function. That was a good way to put it.
Exactly. So incorporating more green foods in your diet, in getting, again, more potassium, more sodium, you know, regulation there is a good way to achieve, you know, a morning elimination.
And that's why, Amy, how many people have told you, and you remember Junior, remember when we first put him on green food?
Yes.
I don't know if we called up or we went over. I think we stopped by, and he says, Dave, I had to stop taking that stuff. I was going to the bathroom four times a day. And I just asked him straight up, and I know this sounds silly, as I said, well, Junior, would you rather have it in you or out of you? I mean, it just seems crazy.
And then people go, oh, I never thought of it that way.
So why would you be mad about having to go to the toilet four times a day? I don't understand that. But I'm a person who believes that I'd rather have it out of me than in me. You know what I mean?
Well, he was also a longshoreman, so maybe he couldn't find a restroom.
You're so bad. So, of course, the obvious joke is that, never mind. So we're going to move on.
Anyway, you know, elimination is very important, and you don't just need bulky fiber, you know, insoluble and soluble fibers. That is not the only thing that's going to help your elimination. The green foods will do every bit as much to help your elimination, if not more, because they're working from a different level, a different angle. They're working on the cell salt angle to get the colon in, you know, going with the peristaltic action, the contracting and releasing, you know, of the colon to provide, you know, with the elimination. So that is one way that green foods really help in the elimination process, but they also help at the cellular level, at the cleansing and detoxifying and moving that toxic matter out of the cell.
Let's take each of the areas of elimination and let's show how green foods impacts it.
Okay, well, the first one we talked about was sweating and perspiration.
Absolutely. Now, when we are not properly oxygenated, then we have certain bacteria called anaerobic bacteria that will proliferate and grow in our sweat glands, you know, and in basically what happens is that when we fail to perspire, we have the opportunity for these bacteria to multiply and get big, and there could be huge colonies. And we get these big pores. You see people with big pores. You can actually see their pores on their face, and the pores are opening up. And the reason why is because they're getting fat with all the dead, decaying bacteria that are using them as their cave, as their home. And when you sweat, if you sweat every day, then you push those bacteria out, and they can't multiply. They can't accumulate. And the reason why sweat smells is not because water from your body has an odor. It's because the odor comes from the flushing out of dead, decaying bacteria. Again, stuff that no one else is going to tell you.
Exactly. The green foods oxygenate the body. They don't allow for, in an oxygenated environment, the bacteria doesn't grow as rampantly, and so therefore it can help with, you know, body odor.
Absolutely. So it actually helps your body, first of all, to sweat easier because your pores aren't as clogged, you see? So it actually helps with perspiration, but then you will not smell. It's a natural perspiration that happens a tiny bit at a time and evaporates immediately, as opposed to a big buildup and then an explosion of perspiration, because it finally breaks through, and that's when people, like, they break this sweat under their arms, and all of a sudden, woo! You know what I mean? If you're just eliminating a tiny bit at a time, then you never even notice, and that's what green foods do for you. They enhance the minute-to-minute perspiration and aspiration, which means you have oxygen, and your body cools itself down, and you eliminate toxins slowly and constantly, as opposed to in one big wave, which is, as we know, not so pleasant.
Exactly. So we're also going to talk about aspiration. You mentioned it briefly, how that green foods help with breathing and respiration.
Absolutely. Well, the first thing is you have to understand that green foods in nature do the exact opposite of our lungs. Our lungs take in air, and they absorb the oxygen, and they give off carbon monoxide and carbon dioxide. What green plants do is they take in air, they use the carbon monoxide and carbon dioxide to create oxygen, and then they release oxygen. It's an amazing thing. So green plants actually free oxygen into the atmosphere, and our bodies use that oxygen, and we return in exchange for that this carbon dioxide and carbon monoxide. So green foods are diametrically opposed to our body, but they also enhance the body's ability to uptake oxygen. And by creating an increase in red blood cells, which green foods are clinically proven to do, and I talk about that in my book, The Green Food Bible, the green foods actually increase red blood cells, which increase the distribution of oxygen. And so you uptake more oxygen, because red blood cells are what move next to the alveoli and exchange oxygen molecules. So they absorb oxygen molecules in the lungs and osmotically, and as a consequence, more red blood cells, easier aspiration. And the last thing is trapped carbon dioxide. Go to your doctor, and the next time you get your physical, look at your number for trapped carbon monoxide. This is a number that nobody looks at. If your lungs have all this trapped carbon dioxide, then I didn't mean monoxide, carbon dioxide. If your lungs have all this trapped, those are garages that oxygen's supposed to park in.
Wow.
And they're occupied by something that is not good for you.
So think of it, you know, like when you need to clean out your garage, all the junk, and you have to park your car on the street because you have so much junk in your garage. Yeah.
Exactly. So, yeah, so that's how green foods help with breathing. That's how green foods helps with aspiration. We've already shown how it helps with defecation. Now let's talk how it helps with urination, okay?
Okay.
You see, again, in the Green Food Bible, we talk about a study that showed how by consuming red meat 3 times a week for 5 years in succession, you increase your risk for colorectal cancer by 200 to 300%, which is pretty significant. Now, if you consider some people have red meat 3 times a day, 7 days a week, you could just do the math, okay? But the bottom line is we need to ask ourselves why. Well, for a long time, it's been easy for people to say, well, just don't eat red meat. But I wanted to get a little deeper than that. I don't eat red meat. I don't encourage people to eat red meat, but I don't judge them. And if you do, that's cool with me. It's my choice not to. Bottom line is, and I hope that you could agree with this, we need to know the answer as to why this happened. And so we found out the answer. And the reason why is because when you ingest food that has red blood in it, and our body has red blood, our body does a really weird thing with that red blood. It actually treats it like a toxin. And so this toxic matter that's created through the semi-digestion of a red blood cell that is in the meat that we eat, when it hits the wall of the colon, it creates a chemical reaction that actually mutates the cells, the skin cells, on the wall of the colon. And sometimes those mutated skin cells become so mutated that they begin to multiply rapidly, and that's what we call cancer. And so colorectal cancer is not a pretty thing. The bottom line is that what green foods do, because remember what we're talking about is how it helps urination. Well, green foods are able to take the toxins and to grab them and move them into the urinary tract. Now, when those toxins are in the urinary tract, they cannot harm the cells. The cells in the urinary tract are immune to the harmful compounds that would affect the colon. So simply by directing traffic, just like the lymph system does, by directing traffic, you actually have green foods are working within the lymph system to move things not into defecation but urination where they are harmless.
Awesome. Yeah.
So taking green foods while you eat red meat is the number one way to protect you from getting colon cancer.
Wow, that's really cool. Well, I don't eat red meat either, but that's really awesome to know. But I have noticed.
And I don't mean that piece of lettuce on your hamburger, huh, Amy?
Right, yeah, exactly. I have noticed, though, when I take the green kamut or the organic kamut blend, excuse me, that it does act like a mild diuretic. Do you know why that might be happening? Or it seems
green,
to act that way for me. I have a big glass of kamut, and then I definitely have to use the restroom.
Well, here's the great part. We actually have water that gets trapped in our body.
Uh-huh.
And, like, we could have water that's been here for years. And what green foods are awesome is they go in and they push out the old water, and they replace it with the new water.
Awesome.
And that allows for an exchange of new minerals, electrolytes, life force energy.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we've proven that good quality water mixed with, say, green food, which takes away all of the PCBs and everything, that's awesome. And so that's another way that green foods detoxify. By the way, it was proven that green foods actually take away the toxic nature of PCBs.
Whoa.
I mean, is that phenomenal? If for no other reason, everybody in the world, green foods stop harmful radiation. Green foods denature PCBs, and this is clinically, scientifically proven over and over and over again. And we're sitting here talking about going to the bathroom more? The bottom line is nothing's more important than that, and we have the studies to prove it.
Wow. Yep, that's awesome. Well, we've had so much information. We're starting to run out of time, so I want to move on, if it's okay with you, to the advanced probiotic, because that's such an amazing...
No, I want to keep talking about green food.
Well, we'll have more opportunities to talk about green food, and just everybody trust us. You should take a green food on a daily basis, at least 1 to 2 to 3 times a day.
You know, I just left you the perfect opening to say, no, if they want more about green food, they could get the free CD.
Sorry. Okay. Yeah. Buy the Green Foods Bible or call and request a free copy of A Healing Miracle of Green Foods audio CD. So now let's move on to the advanced probiotic. So why don't you let us know how the probiotic can help with detoxification?
Well, the thing about probiotics is they detoxify in the most important level, Amy. When our body goes through all the trouble to move these toxins down into the colon, and they expect our body to then eliminate those toxins, what sometimes happens is, because the colon has a semi-permeable membrane, a lot of times the toxins get recycled right back into the body. They pass through the permeable membrane in the colon, they get into the blood, and they come back into the body. Remember the time, Amy, that you and I were trying to get a mouse out of the warehouse?
Yes.
And we weren't going to kill that sucker, were we? Because not us. No, we got big hearts. So we trapped it in a box. Wasn't that fun?
Yes.
And then, being the good people we were, we took it back into the alley about, I don't know, probably 500 steps away. And we put it into a trash can. Of course, the trash can was full. And we weren't smart enough to realize that that meant the mouse would quickly
just
jump out.
Get out, climb out.
The funny thing is, as we went back upstairs in our warehouse, we saw this little mouse running as fast as he can across a rafter to get back to his home.
Right. It was funny.
So I don't know where this story started and why I'm telling this story, but why am I telling this story?
I think you were saying how the toxins don't want to leave.
Thank you. So what probiotics do is they capture the toxins once they get almost out of your body, when they stop them from returning to the body. And this is most evident in a study that showed that when you take chlorella, which is one of our products that eliminates heavy metals and PCBs and other toxins, that when you take chlorella, it actually works best when you take a probiotic at the same time, because once you get all those toxins into the colon, it's very easy for them to be reabsorbed into the blood. And so the probiotic grabs them and captures them and eliminates them without them being recycled. So the reason the probiotic is in this pack, and people are going, probiotic detoxification? What are you talking about?
Right, right.
This is the guide that makes sure it's out the door.
Right, you know? Okay, that makes sense.
And of course, our probiotic is phenomenal. If you were to go into a health food store, you would have to buy three of the best-selling probiotics and mix them together in order to get what we've put together, which is, of course, F19. And Amy might want to expand a little bit about that. It is also what we call the friendly trio, a combination of Bifidum, Faslum, and Acidophilus, all from vegetarian sources, stable pH, clinically proven to be stable at room temperature and not lose 5% of its potency after 3 years. Clinically proven to not lose more than 5% after 3 months in 110 degrees. Good stuff. And it is a combination of F19, the friendly trio, and L-Sporogenes. Now, L-Sporogenes is unique because it is a spore bacteria, which means until it hits the pH of the colon, it will not multiply. And when it multiplies, it explodes onto the scene. It's literally like throwing a good hand grenade down into your stomach and into your gut, and it explodes with probiotics. It's like the Trojan horse of probiotics.
Yes, absolutely. Right. The probiotic, it's really great. I take that one as well when I was working on my candida, and a mega dose, and now I take just a couple a day, first thing in the morning with my green drink as well. Is that an okay time to take it?
It absolutely is phenomenal at detoxifying candida. I've had people do the Candida Battle Pan Challenge where they look at their tongue, and they get a tongue scraper, they brush their teeth, rinse their mouth really good, and then they take that tongue scraper and scrape their tongue first thing in the morning. And they measure the amount of candida that they scrape off of their tongue, because that's where the evidence is. And then 2 weeks on green drinks and advanced probiotic blend and the enzyme advantage, 2 weeks later, they wake up in the morning and they could barely get any candida off of their tongue with that tongue scraper. I challenge you guys to take the Candida Challenge and see if we can't eliminate and detoxify your body of that nasty old yeast right away.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. Well,
that alone won't do it. Amy can tell you. You got to make sugars and white bread and other stuff like that, but it is part of the Candida Battle Plan.
Absolutely. Well, I wanted to remind everybody that we've got some New Year's resolution packs that we've put together. They are up on the homepage as we speak now. You could check it out. And the first pack is the detoxification pack, what we're talking about tonight. So you can order those packs online right now. When you order a pack, you get the Platinum Health product, the eco-friendly cotton tote bag, which we think is really cool. You can take it to the grocery store, and so you don't have to use the paper or plastic each time. So, you know, order a couple packs in a couple months and get two or three platinum tote bags so you're helping the environment with that as well. So check out the website. Also, I wanted to remind everybody that this information is available on the replay line starting in the morning if you want to share it with friends or family, and that's by calling 212-461-8911. Also, the call will be up on the website and available in the back office. If we have your email address on file, we'll be happy to email that to you. And if you're not getting emails with web links, please give us a call and we will start doing that. So just before time ran out, I wanted to get that information in. Why don't we touch really quickly, because we are running out of time and we want to have some questions and answers at the end. I wanted to touch a little bit more on chlorella with heavy metal detoxification, because that is such a problem with people that have fillings in their mouth or maybe have been exposed to mercury or
well, we're
other.
All exposed.
We're all exposed every day in the environment.
I mean, look at
You're
our children.
Right.
We're giving them vaccinations that are filled
that are
with methylmercury.
Exactly.
That's leading to unprecedented levels of childhood mental disorders. We've got heavy metals in the fish that we're eating. We've got heavy metals in the air that we're breathing, heavy metals in the water that we're drinking. Chlorella is a phenomenal way. It binds with these toxins, eliminates them from the body. It has a fiber, and I think that's why Amy asked to talk about it, because we're talking about fibers. Chlorella has this fiber in its cell wall that binds with toxins, eliminates them from the body, and the probiotic combined with the chlorella, as we said, is amazing. Now, I want to just quickly touch on a benefit, because we talk about you know, we want a tangible benefit. Well, when I met Amy, she had an acne problem. And she began to use, I mean, she had a chronic acne problem, and she began to use green foods. And just as I had imagined, from underneath that acne emerged just the most beautiful girl that you've ever seen. Now, we had a chance to go with the U.S. trade mission to China to work with a, I don't know, some type of a trade delegation. And while we were there, Amy must have been stopped 10 different times by strangers just saying, "May I take your picture? Because your skin is so beautiful." Remember, we're in Asia.
where everybody has beautiful skin.
And everybody wanted to take a picture with this girl. And this is the same girl who just a few months before was, like, ashamed sometimes because of the breakouts that she would have. And it's really amazing, the transformation that you, I mean, if you all could have seen it, it was truly amazing. And
I don't think she wasn't homely.
I didn't mean that. She was gorgeous. She just had an acne problem.
No, I mean, a personal testimonial is I started taking the green foods. I started taking two or three green drinks a day. I did go through a detoxification process, nothing like I'd ever experienced before in my life. And remember, I'm from Texas, and I grew up on meat and cheese and sugar and not a whole lot of vegetables because I just chose not to eat them. And I was a picky eater when I was a kid. And so I started detoxifying, and I was, you know, like, wow, what's going on here? But after I went through that, and, well, let me back up a little bit. Being from Texas, I also wore a lot of makeup, even as a teenager, a lot of foundation, you know, a lot of makeup. And again, because I wanted to cover my acne. And so after I went through this detoxification, I was like, wow, I don't have to wear all this foundation. And so it's literally been probably 12 years since I've worn foundation on my face because, and yes, I still break out time to time, unfortunately, that's just in my body, but it's been amazing that I changed my body, I changed everything about it, and so I don't have to wear that foundation to cover it up anymore, so I think that's pretty cool. I can get ready a lot faster in the morning, that's for sure. But one other thing that I wanted to touch on before we open up for questions is we wanted to talk about the cherry juice, and I just wanted you to tell everybody listening how the cherry juice can work in conjunction with a detoxification program.
Yeah, I'm sorry. You were talking to me? Cherry juice is amazing because it detoxifies the body of free radicals. My daughter asked me today, she goes, "Dad, what's ORAC?" And she says, "Explain it where I could understand it." So I'll tell you what I told her. The body has different toxins in it called free radicals, and free radicals damage cells, and they lead to cancer. An ORAC rating is a scientifically proven ability of a food to eliminate free radicals. According to the Human Aging Institute, if you have foods that will give you 5,000 ORAC units a day, then you are actually going to have a tremendous elimination of these cancer-causing free radicals, enough to reduce disease by 80%. That's pretty amazing stuff. Well, we give you a serving of tart cherry juice that has 7,000 oxygen radical absorbance capacity units, or ORAC units. And 7,000, that's 40% more then they say the very best diet would give you, the very best diet that nobody ever gets. And we give you 40% more than the best diet they think is possible. That is cool.
Yeah, I think that's very, very cool. So, yeah, the ORAC value is, or the antioxidant capacity is very important in detoxification.
However, Amy, the second reason of the three why you can't sleep is because your circadian rhythms are thrown off.
Uh-huh.
And that means you need melatonin. And no food is higher in melatonin. In fact, there's more melatonin in a serving of tart cherry than a doctor prescribes you per serving.
Right.
And that melatonin helps you to sleep well. But since I touched on sleeping and the, you know, potassium-sodium cycle, when your muscles are real tense, you can't sleep. When they're relaxed, you can. That's one reason you can't sleep. The other reason is the circadian rhythms. And the third reason is called inner chattering, when you're mentally unable to go to sleep because you're running things through your head, your worries, your concerns, and your fears. for that, we have, of course, emotional balance number 16. So for the three reasons people can't sleep, we actually have some pretty good products. Now, there's the Tommy Lasorda theory of sleeping when they asked him after he lost to the Yankees in a dramatic seventh game of the World Series. They said, how did you sleep last night? And he said, oh, I slept like a baby. They said, you're kidding. And he said, yeah, I woke up every 2 hours crying.
That's funny. Well, the body definitely heals itself. It detoxifies, it cleanses, it rebuilds itself during the night while we're resting. And so it is very important for any type of cleansing program or, you know, any type of weight loss program, any, you know, just for general health and well-being, that you get an adequate amount of deep, restful sleep. And the cherry is definitely going to help with that. So it's a very good product to add to your daily regimen or your detoxification regimen. So we are running out of time here. I did want to remind everybody to check out the website, check out the New Year's resolution packs that we've put together. Also check out the Green Foods Bible by Dave Sandoval. And right now Dave is still autographing the copies that are going out. So if you'd like it addressed to someone special or addressed to you or just an autographed copy, we can definitely accommodate that for now. So please call and order your Green Foods Bible or order it online. So if you have anything else, Dave, that would be great, or otherwise I'm going to open up the phone line.
I think we should.
Okay, great.
Hello?
Okay, do we have any questions out there tonight?
Yes, hello?
Great, go ahead.
Yeah, hello? What's your question?
Yes, my name is Russ.
Hey,
wanted to know, I know a lady that her potassium levels are extremely low, practically nil. What's the best way for her to replenish that?
Okay, the best things to do for potassium that I recommend are actually like a half of a baked potato has an abundant amount of potassium. Having green foods, like three servings of green foods a day, will really boost the potassium as well. Those are a couple of the things I recommend, and bananas are very rich in potassium. I would say if she could have like a, you know, something like a, you know, good organic red potatoes or maybe a sweet potato. They both are rich in potassium, and of course maybe a banana and then three green drinks a day. Her potassium is going to soar.
Now, real quick, when you say green foods, what are you talking about? What particular? Which one of your products?
I'm a green kombucha guy. I think Amy's mostly a green kombucha girl, but I think she does some more greens as well. Is that right, Amy?
Well, my favorite product is definitely the organic kombucha blend. Yeah.
It's the least expensive, you know, per serving, and it's like, it's awesome. It's wheatgrass, oatgrass, alfalfa, and some enzymes. I mean, it's really as simple as you could get.
All right, thank you.
Awesome, you're welcome. Any other questions out there tonight?
Dave?
Yes, sir.
Oh, hi. I've been taking the cracked saw Corella, like you were talking about, and I increased it from 6 to 10, actually 10, because I take a medication that has a lot of toxins, and you told me to take 6.
Okay.
And I took, and I'm taking 10, and I'm still heavy, but I was just, you said something about taking a probiotic. Is it because the stuff is coming back into me? Should be taking a probiotic with it?
Yeah,
or?
There was actually a clinical study that showed that when you don't have strong bacteria in your gut, even chlorella isn't perfect at eliminating those toxins. Yeah, so I would definitely add the probiotic blend, because otherwise your body could be recycling some of those toxins.
And right now I'm not really working out. Like I'm going to probably get in the
You need to
come.
Sweat, my brother. Listen.
Yeah. No, I was working out
Chlorella
in the past, but I haven't. But if I just take the probiotic and the Chlorella, and how much should I take?
Okay, sorry, I had to mute you because I have to tell you, if you're not sweating every day, at least three times a week minimum, my friend, then it's not enough for me to sell you Chlorella. Remember, we teach holistic approach, and we don't want people to treat things like medicine. This isn't just about taking some pills, ma'am. This is about changing your life, okay? So please, I know that you didn't want to hear it. That's why I had to mute out. But you've got to sweat, okay?
I like to exercise, so I just got out of the habit. Thank you. Thank you, Dave.
Amy probably was going to tell you that you could go up to 20 of those a day is like what her and I typically do.
Yeah, that's what I do. I take 20 before I take my medication, like you told me to. I don't know if you remember me. Okay. But I'll
start working
out.
Great to hear from you again, man. I hope that you're going to come to one of my events in New York, right?
I'd like to if I can get over there.
Are you calling from Connecticut or where are you calling from? Jersey?
From?
Oh yeah, we're going to have one over by the airport, and then
you could go by
the Power Center. You could go by the Power Center, John Nee's place. He's got, you know, he gives some really nice advice over there too. He has people losing weight. In fact, I strongly recommend you go to the Power Center. He's got all the platinum products. He's getting people losing so much weight, getting off of drugs. He's like our number one advocate on the East Coast and just an amazing guy. Former NFL football player, former NFL football star.
Okay.
Now he's got two workout centers called the Power Centers in New Jersey. Just an amazing guy. You should
Where is that local? Where is that located in Jersey?
Well, if you call tomorrow, I'll give you the phone number.
Yeah, perfect.
Okay. All right.
Awesome.
All right, thank you very much,
David. Any other questions out there tonight?
Thank you.
Yes.
Maybe. Bye now.
Bye. Thank you.
Yep. Bye.
Amy.
Hi.
I'm Dave. It's Flory. Happy New Year. I just want to ask you something. If I take the crack chlorella in the morning, what time I would take the greens?
Well, I would say take your green drink first, but that's just my opinion. What about you, Dave?
Okay.
The question, because there was some background.
The question was, she was taking her crack chlorella in the morning, then when should she take her green drink? But I thought she should, in my opinion, I would reverse it and take the green drink first, but what's your opinion?
Well, the beautiful thing is the green drink's an upper GI type of effect, and the chlorella is a lower GI effect. You could take them together, and it won't matter.
Oh, cool.
Okay. And thank you so much for the beautiful class, and thank you for the wonderful products. I really see the change since I'm in the greens and all the probiotics and enzymes. Like Amy, my skin changed totally. Like nobody can recognize from 6 years ago how was my skin.
And you're an esthetician. So also, Amy, could we make one quick plug for the Oasis Retreat? We've got about 6 rooms. We have 14 rooms total. We've got about 6 rooms still available for the January event. You get 25% off, and it is going to be really a phenomenal happening. If you we'd like to come there.
You're very sweet. I'm on a conference call. It's almost over.
Is there any other questions?
In your catalog,
yes, baby, I'm on mute. If I wasn't on mute, I wouldn't be talking.
Go ahead. Just talk loud.
In your catalog, you have also glucomannan in that product, which you didn't mention.
Oh, honey,
yeah, absolutely.
You know what? You're absolutely right. I
skipped
right over that one.
Okay. Glucomannan comes from the konjac root. And konjac root is really amazing because it has the ability to bind, literally to bind with fat more effectively than almost any other food. It also swells up. Konjac root swells up to be like 8, 10, even 20 times its original bulk. And so konjac root makes you feel full, binds with fat, and was sold as a phenomenal weight loss product back in the 70s. They used to make these wafers out of konjac root, and people would chew the wafers and swallow them. Well, what happened was somebody got a konjac root wafer stuck in their throat, and it absorbed so much moisture that it swelled up and choked them. It became like a golf ball in their throat. And so they got taken off of the market. Konjac root was considered dangerous. The fiber that came from it was considered dangerous. And so what we've done is we use the konjac root combined with all these other fibers, and we don't put it in a tablet. So we get all of the benefits that are so phenomenal, its ability to swell and absorb fat and suppress hunger. And so thank you for noticing that we forgot that ingredient.
Yeah, sorry about that. let's see if we have any other – one more question tonight.
Excuse me, Amy.
Hi.
I just wondered, did you have some kind of a patch, a detox patch?
No, I've never done the foot detox patches, if that's what you're referring to. I've seen them advertised. I've read about them, but I've never done that. I just did, you know, the cleansing with the green foods and with the daily fiber blend and the probiotic and a lot of carrot juice. I use carrot juice as well. And I sprouted some of my own wheat berries at the time and made some smoothies and stuff out of that. And that's what I did for my cleansing.
I see. I just wondered because the man that left the message to call tonight said about patches. So
he might be involved in some other business opportunities as well, which is fine with us. Bottom line is, I really believe that your feet do detox well, and I want to warn people about certain products.
I think it's
that,
time for the psych to suck them
like
on. She's taping in the back.
To be really effective, so I would just be a little bit careful of those. So But anyway, this has been what I believe to be a very informative call. I hope you will feel the same. I think that Amy obviously provides the charm, the insight, and you know the structure for this call. I tried to give a little bit of scientific insight to complement her insights as well. And you, of course, provide the most important part. You provide the audience, the people who are going to learn and share this information. And just like that old commercial where we'll tell two friends and then you'll tell two friends, hopefully we told 100 friends tonight, and hopefully you will all tell two friends, and tomorrow there'll be 300 people with this knowledge. And that's what we're looking for. That's the power of duplication. That's the reason we chose Platinum Health Products business model, because we want you to share this information with others. So please do. We're counting on it, and Amy's going to tell you very quickly before we say goodnight, and again, many thanks to all of you and Amy. Amy's going to tell us very quickly before we say goodnight the ways that you could continue to receive and share this information. So, again, thanks, Amy, and could you let the people know that before we say goodnight?
Sure. This call will be available starting in the morning on the replay line by calling 212-461-8911. It will be available in back offices tomorrow. It'll be on the website tomorrow. And if we have your email address on file, we will email you out a web link to the call. So, again, please feel free to share this call with anyone that you think could benefit from it. We would greatly appreciate that. And I just wanted to clarify that that Platinum Health Products is not affiliated, nor do we sell the detoxification patches. We are just saying that we've, you know, heard about that. So I just wanted to make that clarification. So anyway, thank you everybody for being on the call tonight. We really appreciate it, and we want to wish everybody a very happy New Year. And we look forward to getting together next week. And the subject of next week's call is going to be weight loss, another hot subject for New Year's resolution. So we're going to be talking all about our weight loss product and our weight loss pack that we've put together. So until then, everyone have a wonderful week, and we look forward to hearing from you then.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank
you. God bless you.
Good night.
Good night.
Bye.
Thank you. Good night.